Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Meagles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Meagles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Meagles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Meagles. This is the real Peter Meagles, not the artificial intelligence version portion of Peter Meagles. You can't ever know anymore until I tell you. So this is the real Peter Meagles, and we are here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. on the Pacific side, 4 p.m. on the Central side, for a radio show with Darlene Sartori. And if I sound like I'm scrambling in my brain, it's because my brain has been scrambled with all the different things that are going on in the world today. So besides my world and Darlene's world and the world, it's kind of crazy out there. So it's kind of hard to kind of keep yourself all together. We'll talk about that a little bit later on during the radio show as well. But one of the reasons why we do this is so we can document this craziness, if you will, so you can listen to it a little bit later. And as often as you like. And this started when I was looking for a platform to be able to have as many of the things that I wanted on, the opportunity to have it recorded and also help people that are entrepreneurs in the home-based business arena mostly, but in the entrepreneurial business for sure. And I asked Darlene Sartori to do some radio shows with us because she was a great person. She was always very good at building businesses and helping her, we'll call it her downline. And she was also a community leader, and she did a whole bunch of really cool things in lots of different places. And I figured what a perfect person to have as one of our guest shows. And we started to do this. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal, you'll be able to listen to any or all of the radio shows that we've done. Well, what I was not ready for is I knew Darlene knew a lot of stuff, but I wasn't sure or didn't know how much stuff she really knew. And on lots of these radio shows, she kind of expands your horizons and shares with you different things that you probably did not know. Part of it is because there's stuff that maybe came from the ages, you know, the stuff that was done a couple of decades ago that people just never knew. And as a result of that, this is information you just never knew about. And then she's also very, I'm going to say on a traditional side, you know, old-fashioned, like me. You know, if you have something important to say to somebody, I guess you could text it to them, but why not meet them in person or pick up the phone? So we're both kind of old school that way, which seems to be a little bit different the way most people are today. So we're coordinating resources. We're doing everything we possibly can to be able to help as many people as we possibly can, but using the technology that's available today so we can help you become a better you as well. So you'll learn a little bit more about that as we go through this radio show. But you'll probably want to grab a pen and paper and at least jot down some websites. One of them is idealnetwork.info. Idealnetwork.info. That's a website that we're putting together for her. And then there's another one, the newest one, is idealresources.network. So idealnetwork.info is one, and that's kind of like a static page of thoughts and a collection of issues. And then for resources, we put together idealresources.network. So you'll be able to go take a look at both pages as they are being developed. So Darlene, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hello, hello, hello. And thank you, Peter, for hosting this and bringing this together. And it is going to be one of those days where I'm attempting to discombobulate, I guess the way would be the best way to say, all of the information that has flowed to me over the last week, that without a follow-along ability with a visual, I'm going to attempt to do something verbally that will then give you some thoughts, some sense of what I want to present to you. Okay, when you're find a gold mine or a diamond field of diamonds, you suddenly say, okay, what do I do with this? I need to let people know where this is at and what's going on and how they can share in this wonderful treasure that we have found. So this kind of happened with me this past couple weeks, is encountering something that I really hadn't given too much attention to until I realized that it maybe had some major impact that people had not become aware of, just as I had not been. So you know that I'm writing the chaplain's course and I'm working with that. So I'm going to be integrating this into the chaplain's course. So like, okay, I've got just a couple weeks in order to really prepare this information so that if something catastrophic happens or something wonderful happens, enough people will know about it. They won't be able to say, well, Darlene didn't tell us about this and she knew about it. So anyway, I'm going to attempt today to pull together a few pieces of information. So the topic that I'm going to be talking about is what's known as the total solar eclipse that's going to happen on Monday, April the 8th of 2024. So you know that this is March the 13th of 2024. So if you happen to be hearing about this after the event, is be in hindsight. But information that's going to be contained within it may be of help at that time. So you may know that there has been two eclipses very close together, total solar eclipses. One was in August of 2017, and the other one will be in April the 8th of 2024. Well, thanks to a gentleman by the name of Halbert, H-A-L-B-E-R-T, Katzen, K-A-T-Z-E-N, and I'm going to be talking to you about his website, so you'll be able to follow through and connect with him directly, just as I had this wonderful privilege this week to connect with him here at my home. Okay, the apex is going to be crossing at a place just not too far from me, about a couple-hour drive in southern Indiana. And it's going to be, and so yeah, like I said, often you all remember, have a pencil and paper. Of course, you're going to be able to play this back, so you'll be able to catch up with me. But do write down this information, and I'm going to bring up my pages that I have so that I can give you these websites, okay? So the first one I want to talk to you about is a place known as Bald Knob Cross in southern Indiana, okay? So you can go to baldknobcross.com, and when you go to that site, I'm going to spell it for you, it's going to bring up a picture of a cross on top of a mountain that has been cleared away there, okay, and it's going to give you some information about it. So the word is, the site is Bald, B as in boy, A, L, D as in dog, and the word knob, K, N, O, B as in boy, cross, C, R, O, S, S, .com. Okay, when you get to that baldknobcross.com site, just click on About Us, and it's going to take you to the background information of how this project came about. Okay, so this is where you'll invest some time this week, or whenever you've discovered this, because even if it's after the event, this is something you'll probably want to know about. And it's among the foothills of the Ozark Mountain Range that stretches into Union County and southern into Illinois. And this cross is 111 feet tall, and it's visible for over the landscape there for over 7,500 square miles. And this is called the Bald Knob Cross of Peace. And the wonderful story that goes along with this is how it came about from 1937. I think it was the spring of 1936 it began. And so this is a story of how people can work together to achieve a vision if they have the stickability to do it. So this is the first thing that I wanted to introduce you to, was this concept of working together in team when you have a vision and how to begin doing that. So this is the place that I wanted to talk to you about, because it just so happens that in this area is where the bisecting is going to happen over the 2017 and the 2024 eclipse. So this is going to create a cross on top of a cross, so to speak. So that to me is extremely unique. Okay, so when you go to that website, there is a drop-down menus, of course, at the top, and it's going to talk to you about the About Us page. And on that drop-down menu of About Us is the history of the course, a gallery, and then the pig story. Well, the pig story is all about how they actually raised the money to build this this cross. And so it's a wonderful piece of history that I want to bring to you. So this is an area where a lot of people don't know that it exists, and so this is something that I didn't know, and it's not that far from me until Halbert. I connected with Halbert this past week or so ago, and then he invested time coming to Southern Indiana to visit with me Sunday and Monday of this past week. And I learned so much about this gentleman and his dedication over the years with the Arantia Papers. So now we're going to switch topics, kind of, but it's connected to this, is we're now going to be going to his website, okay, his main website, okay? So Halbert's website, the URL is UB, standing for the Arantia Book, annotated, annotated.com. And, of course, if you're at my page where this is posted on for this recording, the Building Fortune site, then the link will be there. So Peter will put this up. But it's UBannotated.com, okay? And you're going to see a very well laid out and wonderfully put together site that he has done together on many of the projects that have gone on over a period of time. So what I want to take you to first is across the top of where it says Arantia Book Study Aids, okay? And then it says home, and then your Arantia Book, annotations, topical studies, UB the news, contact, and donate, okay? So on that page, on that list, I want you to click on topical studies, okay? And that's going to take you to what I'm going to talk about today in a very well laid out project that he's put together on this website. So if you followed my dynamic, you will have gone to ubannotated.com. You would have gone to topical studies, and you would have clicked on that link in the menu. And then you will see where it says prophecy, Melchizedek, and signs of the time. And under that section is the word getting started. And there are the links to what we are going to be talking about over the next few weeks in our chaplain's course. Because this is one of those projects that I am, we began calling it an A and a B, or for what might happen on that date and what might not happen. And if you are going to be one that is going to be in the A group, none of this will make of any difference right now for you, because you will already be in the process of the Ascenders group, and you will not, you know, you'll already know what's going on. If you're in the B group, you've been left, or you are in the recovery stage. So any of that information is going to be helpful to you in some way or the other. The more you can learn between now and the eclipse, the more it's going to make a lot of common sense, okay? So you're going to see a link underneath the Getting Started that says Eclipse Trumps Prophecy Scholars, okay? So in there, he posted this, Halbert posted this link on March the 2nd of 2024. And at that time, it was 5 weeks away that this event was going to happen on April the 8th. And so he's going to give you some dynamics in this post about Isaiah 66, specifically the verses 22 and 23. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I shall make, shall remain before me, so shall you and your children survive. And it will come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh will come to worship before me, says the Lord. So this is one of those dynamics that we're going to be talking about actually tonight on a Zoom meeting with Hal a little bit more, because this is a section in Isaiah 66 that has not been given a lot of information or attention to by the Christian community or other communities. And so he has done Hal has done an exceptionally great job of pulling together what I call a crash course. So if you are reading before or after, it doesn't make any difference. This is information that will be of helpful to you and your family to catch up. And it says, and then it refers to Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And again, what's going to happen, we don't know on this day, because we've not had an intersection like this that has happened. So this could be just one of those awesome events that are just, wow, that was awesome. 4 minutes of darkness and we're all okay the way it is. Or something miraculous has happened that is going to help us create this new heaven and new earth. And so if you will go down through this article that I led you to by following my dynamics, the ubannotated.com, and then the going across the top where it says topical studies, and then clicking on that link that takes you to Eclipses Trump Prophecy Scholars, okay? So these are the dynamics of seeing somebody and following somebody that's put together a lot of information that will help us to create and work with creating a new heaven and a new earth. You remember, this is in the very beginning what I've been working on since I was 6 years old, and I'm now will be 80 this year, okay? Because we have to realize that it is our choices on this planet that make the conditions that we have. We are very much a very unique planet in the solar systems. And if you're not, haven't been following me all these years, you, if you have, you know what I'm talking about. If not, you'll be playing a catch-up. And that's what this site will do. Hal has done a much better job than I have of simplifying the dynamics that we're going to be needing to know. That goes all the way back to 1936, when the ball knob cross of peace was envisioned and came into being. And then it talks about the 1930s when Dr. William and Lena Sadler and the development of these the papers, the Urantia papers, of what was been known as the Epic Revelation, the Fifth Epic Revelation. So if you're playing a catch-up, I wanted to bring your attention to this site, because by going through the site and what Hal has already put together, he has put together a much better and more informed layout than anybody else that I have found on the planet. So when you find a treasure, when you find a jewel that you want to talk to people about, this is where you begin. So we are now into this almost down to the bottom of the hour. And I just wanted to say that if you will go to the Internet and you will type in the eclipse, you'll find out where it's at from you and how you might be able to connect with it as it's going across your area in the United States or on the world. So this is one of those things that it could be something that your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, et cetera, definitely would like to know about. So when you go to the dynamic of what we're going to be talking about this evening in the Zoom call, I want to refer you to Urantia Paper 118, okay? Urantia Paper 118, and that's about the supreme and ultimate time and space. And it's written by a mighty messenger, okay? And we're going to be talking about Section 8, over control and over control. So if you are listening to this today, or tomorrow, or any time in the future, this is an F reference that will help you to gain some concepts of why we have so much blessings on this planet with having an over-controller that watches out for what's going on. So these are the references that those in the Urantia chaplain's course is going to be covering between now and wherever it takes to get through helping them to be able to be whole life chaplains. And so I needed to have a paper like this where I can say, go to our radio show, and this dynamic of these few resources are going to connect you with everything that you need to go to. And so this is, again, the Urantia papers can be found online in many different areas. My preference is by either Urantia.org, Urantia.org, or truthbook.com. And those are the two sites that we work with in the chaplain's course quite a bit. So if you go to the annotated, UB annotated site, you are going to be able to very easily follow through what I've talked about by just clicking on the links that Hal keeps posted there. Now you will, there's the other one that I want to show, tell you about very quickly, is in that top row at ubannotated.com site is one that's called the UB The News, okay? So make sure you get on Hal's mailing list, okay? And it, he has his information passed there and posted there, so you'll be able to get connected with him so that you can be able to contact with him. And you know how to get a hold of me is through my Urantia Society at gmail.com. Urantia Society, Society at gmail.com. And so if you are interested in working with the Whole Life Chaplains or finding out someone who is, to connect with them in your area, Peter has put together a website that's going to have resources on it. So these are the things we're putting together for those who are going to be working with and say, okay, if you're just now getting started, this is where you start, and then you'll follow through the breadcrumbs. So I often use this word. This is something like thinking about clearing through the jungle, okay? So you know a jungle has, it's very difficult to get through a jungle without clearing a pathway. But then behind you, people have to keep keeping that pathway clear so it's easy to get make your path through the jungle. And that's kind of the analogy here. What has happened on our planet is we have not followed through with clearing the jungle and then having people coming behind us keeping the jungle cleared. So that means we're always starting from scratch again. So if you're listening to this specific one today, that is what's happened, is there has been a lack of people keeping the pathway cleared since the time that Jesus was on the planet 2,000 years ago. So if we are not clear of what we're talking about, this is just as much a historical dynamic as it is a futuristic, because what you do today will determine what you have tomorrow, and we only just have now at all times. So it's, we have to act now to be able to sustain the history that we have learned from and move forward. So if you're, we've given you enough words and ideas in this brief half hour to be able to connect with us and be able to go forward. And Peter will put a link to this website and some information in the notation of the recording. So back to you, Peter, to round it up.
Well, lots of this is heavy-duty information, so there's a lot of stuff that people can go research. So we'll make sure that we have the URLs in the show notes. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal, you'll be able to see this radio show. And when you click on that, you'll see in the description some of the audio, some of the notes that Darlene had mentioned with that stuff as well. So this is a huge amount of work, Darlene. And this 30 minutes went through super duper fast. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. And one more time for your phone number, just in case anybody wants to reach out for you.
Okay. 812-664-7419. Again, 812-664-7419.
Excellent. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.